The mayor is an agoraphobic dragon that decided within 5 minutes of meeting me to destroy the district of Tobin and kill its inhabitants. The captain of the guard hates me and has arrested the bishop as a saboteur. And the bishop? Well, he might be a saboteur. Still, it feels like a modest improvement over the cannibal garden parties.
And welcome back to Midtown Mythos presents Heart of Fate of Troika,
of Mythos, of Dungeons and Dragons, of 2.0. Shadowrun? Shadowrun, of...
Fudge.
Of
GURPS.
GURPS. Of... Nope, there's more. Of Dread, of... I'm rapidly running out of systems I know the name of.
Rhysus, or Rhysus, whatever it's pronounced as. Index card RPG.
Of StarCrossed. The end.
Yeah, if you haven't played StarCrossed, that shit's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. It's kind of like Dread.
And if you haven't played Dread, it's fun too.
Yes. And StarCrossed was developed right here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
As I recall... I left off in...
Fucking shambles.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, this is...
That's generally how Mythos episodes start.
Yeah, and end. Start and end.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, I'm setting up a clock on a notepad.
I wonder why we're setting up a clock on a notepad.
Because it's going to be a pain in the ass to constantly try and flip to the right number on a multi-sided die, so I'm just going to keep track of something myself.
Gotcha.
That seems like a good number. Okay.
All right, so am I still in the office or whatever, or have I left?
Sure, yes, that sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm there, and, he said some rude things to me.
Not undo, though.
It's still uncalled for.
It's a little bit crass or harsh, but, not undo. Ah! I dropped a d20.
Just throw your dice anywhere.
Not a d20, a d2. Minus a whole 18.
So I ask Captain Risk, so you...
He's gone. He walked out.
He walked out? I thought he... No, I don't remember that.
He, like, shouted and screamed at you, and then he stormed out.
Oh.
I remember that.
Okay, well, I go over to the bishop in his cell, and I say, so did you have any idea that all that was going to happen? I don't remember.
You definitely asked
him that.
Did I
ask him about that?
Yeah, you already talked to him about shit.
Yeah,
you don't really have anything else to do in this room.
Okay, well, I guess I'll leave then, too.
Okay. So you step outside, and it's now kind of... It's getting into day proper,
mm-hmm.
And there's not really a rescue effort to be done. You see Captain Risk at a distance staring up at the tower on Town Hall, and he's got his... hands on his waist, and he's really obviously sort of perplexed, trying to figure something out. And there's an effort to clean up what's left of Tobin, which is not much. There's a lot of dead bodies that are being pulled out from the ruins and carried through. And from where you're standing, you can actually see, like, the edge of the docks, and they're just throwing the dead bodies into the void.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's not really a lot of space to bury corpses here.
And probably not a lot of desire to put them into any kind of proper burial. I mean, the Tobinites always very deliberately set themselves apart from the rest of the city.
Yes, but by the same token, the city is the city. They all kind of, in a weird fucked up way, they need each other. So... Oh, just you wait. Just you wait and see.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess I'll help with these efforts. It's not like I have anything better to do.
Okay. Is there anything in particular you would like to try and work on, whether it's cleaning up debris or trying to clear out dead bodies?
I'm not super jazzed about the idea of helping to clean up dead bodies, so I'm going to go with helping to clean up debris.
Fair enough. So yeah, you work on this for several hours, and it's interesting because this is the first time that you've seen the Golden Barge show up and Risk is not there. So people are just kind of getting off of the boat, and there's just random Troikans just trying to make suggestions of, oh, I guess you can go over here. Oh, you can go over there. You don't even see, you have no idea where Madame Arkin is. You don't know if she's over there at the docks or where she is.
Oh, wow. She didn't get her little tent set up?
You don't know because you can't see that far onto the docks.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah. So you're not sure what is going on. All you know is there was the barge and it's gone now.
Hmm.
And this is the first time Risk has not been over there doing his due diligence to take care of the newbies.
Do I see what he's up to?
He is talking with Maxley and Baxley, along with a couple of other people, including at one point Robert Courier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all kind of looking up at the tower and looking at the doors of Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not entirely sure what the hell they're doing, but they're very sternly focused on that building.
And probably coming up with some sort of plan to confront a dragon, which is not something one normally undertakes lightly.
Correct. So what do you want to do? You've been helping with the cleanup efforts for several hours. You're sweaty and you're dirty and you probably don't smell great.
Yeah. Is it evening time? Is it nighttime by now?
Mid-afternoon, about 3, 4.
Okay.
I mean, by all means, if you want to just spend the entire day cleaning, go for it. I just don't want to eat up the entire day on you.
Yeah, I'm contemplating my choices. Because I do want to go talk to Goro?
The mayor?
Yeah.
Gordo.
Gordo, okay. Well, I was one letter off.
It's not a fantasy name in this case. It's just like...
Short for Gordon.
Yeah, just hit up L.A. and you'll find a Gordo, and he might not be a dragon.
It could be that kid from Lizzie McGuire.
Totally.
But a dragon.
Though I don't think he was in L.A., was he?
I don't know where Lizzie McGuire was set.
Siri, where was Lizzie McGuire set?
Oh, my Siri doesn't listen to you.
No, that's good. I don't want her to listen to me. Okay. Him, her.
Yeah.
They.
Yeah, it's interesting to argue about the pronouns of my AI and my cell phone.
It is.
Anyway.
Is Siri trans?
I think Siri's gender fluid.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Representation.
Yeah.
I lifted my arm in cheer, everyone.
Yep, he did the people's salute, I believe it's called.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worker salute? Whatever just the fist in the air is called, I don't remember exactly.
Black Lives Matter?
I mean, that's also accurate, but it's, you know, they obviously didn't originate that gesture.
No, but I'm funny. That's the important part.
Are you?
Sometimes.
Okay. anyway, so... Yeah, I want to go up there and visit Gordo, but I am concerned, I don't want to be seen because I'm concerned about the captain being like, bitch, stop, you're messing everything up, but I also don't want to put it off too long that they, like, breach the doors and go in there.
You know, good fucking luck getting in there.
The window's broken.
Yes. But only the high top window, which means good luck getting up there without anybody seeing you. The building is under highly intense scrutiny right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, in general, good luck getting up there, because it's going to be like, I'm going to get up there exactly how I did before. I'm going to fly.
Is that really a good idea, though? The answer is no. That's a fucking terrible idea at this time.
Yeah, because I'd be very visible.
You'd be so fucking visible, you might get shot down out of the air on principle.
Mm.
Yeah. You done pissed a lot of people off. Which is really weird. You wouldn't think people would be that defensive of that fucking end of town, but they are not happy.
They're weirdly protective of their cannibals who prey upon them.
Kinda, yeah.
But people are still, like, nobody's getting angry. Other than Risk, nobody's getting angry at me while I'm helping clean up and stuff.
People mostly aren't talking. Yeah, if there is talking happening, it's like the bare minimum of trying to be productive. Like, you even see actually Svindelborg doing his part. So he's like bringing out food and fluids for people out of the general store.
I don't know if I'd trust anything he served.
I mean, he's not a Tobin here. He's just a creep.
I know. I don't typically accept food from creeps.
I mean, he's the general store owner, so they kind of have been trusting him for God only knows how long.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, there hits a fine point. It's a little like Calvin Fish Odor on Bob's Burgers. No one fucking likes him, but hey, we'll rent your building, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess I'm just gonna excited about that D20.
I'm excited about all these dice. I just like the dice. Clicky clacks.
Yeah, your magic click clack rocks. Very click clack.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so I guess I'm just gonna help clean up until I'm too tired to keep helping clean up. But while I'm doing that, I do want to like just keep an eye on Risk and Co. Probably isn't much I could do to stop them if they decided to go in there, but I just want to be aware of the happenings.
Okay. Yeah, you don't really see anything specific happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of gatherings and people sort of intermingling, and there's just this steady, quiet, hush-hush ongoing discussion by those coming and going from this group.
Mm-hmm.
So like I mentioned earlier, you saw Robert Courier. At one point you see Keith Yeah, it's just kind of this, at one point they even talked to Svindelborg. So it's just kind of this ongoing rotation of different people that they're talking to.
Okay. When I finally decide to call it a night, I'm going to head to the tavern. Are they renting rooms right now or no?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for them not to right now.
Okay, I guess I wasn't sure if Courier was there or not.
Oh yeah, no, he's currently here.
Okay. Yeah, I rent a room for the night.
Okay. Let me double check the cost of that.
Five
silv. Did you want a plate of food and a pint of ale?
Yeah, I'd probably be hungry.
Okay, let me check that. That would be 9 silv. So that puts you at 36.
Gotta open the pencil.
Yeah, that's important. All right, so you're able to get cleaned up somewhat, and you're able to have a little bit of food. You do notice that there's not a lot of talk in here tonight. You're used to people talking, mm-hmm. and you're also used to them not watching you.
Everybody's watching me?
Not quite everybody, but pretty close. People really have their eyes on you right now. You're under a lot of scrutiny.
Okay, that's understandable.
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, when I go to bed, I assume I'm in a private room that locks, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, is there anything I could, like, push up against the door also, just in case? Maybe, like, a little bedside table or something?
There's a small dresser and a little desk. Those are options.
Okay. Yeah, whatever's easier.
Okay, probably the desk, though it isn't terribly heavy.
Mm.
So.
Eh, well, if anybody tries to come in, it will at least slow them down, hopefully.
You would think. Alright, so you go ahead and you prop the desk up against the door as snugly as you can without making a ton of noise doing it.
Mm-hmm. Also an important step.
Yeah. And I also wasn't going to be a dick about it.
Yeah.
And you go to sleep, you get some rest, and you are able to actually get some halfway decent sleep. The only thing is that you are troubled in your dreams by the sounds of screams in your head.
Hmm. Yeah, that's expected.
Yeah. And when you wake up, you think you just heard a dragon roar.
Okay. So I sit up in bed. Do I hear anything else?
You hear the sound of, like, some bricks falling, but that's about it.
Does my room have a window?
Yeah, currently it's shuttered.
Okay. I open the shutters.
Okay. And it's just the cleanup process still going on as they're trying to organize what's left of Tobin and trying to clean up. There is one person that's going through the tattered remains of what looks to be a library. So,
is this tavern, is it close to the border between neighborhoods?
I mean, not super close, no.
Okay, well, I just was wondering, because you said I saw somebody going through what looks like a library, so.
The tattered remains. He's brought it out. He's got a stack of, like, 70 books, and he's leafing through them, looking, tossing away the ones that have too much damage, mm-hmm. and then trying to set aside the ones that are still okay.
I realize it's a long shot, but does it look like it might have come out of Rex or Holt's house?
You have no idea.
Okay.
It's too far away.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to get up and get dressed in my one outfit that I have.
You were able to somewhat try and wash it at the same time you were taking a bath. Mm-hmm. So
that's probably how things were done back then.
Usually.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and head outside.
Okay. You head out there, and you don't see any of the crowd still watching the tower specifically.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sure where Captain Risk is. The barge has not arrived yet, you see, by checking your watch.
Does the do the doors to the town hall look like they've been breached?
You would have no idea. I mean, they're not left hanging open, if that helps you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really not sure.
Okay. All right. I'm going to look down by the docks to see if maybe Captain Risk is down there.
Nope, he is not currently there.
I'm going to look for him at the jail / his office, whatever that place was called.
He is not there.
Okay. Is the bishop still there?
Yeah, the bishop was asleep and just woke up to the sound of you trying to open the door. And he's sort of watching you through a window.
Oh, so like the building itself is locked also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm not going to try to force my way in or anything.
I wouldn't. That'd be a really bad idea.
Be very foolish.
I mean, you're welcome to try, but...
Yes. Famous last words.
Pretty much.
All right. So I'm going to head to my nemesis, Svindelborg's shop. Is he there?
Yes, he is.
Okay, yeah. So I want to show him the bird whistle I acquired and the poetry book.
And he looks over them, and he seems a little bit intrigued by the poetry book.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't try and make any kind of offer on it. He looks over the bird whistle and just slides it back to you.
That's all he does?
Pretty much, yeah.
Doesn't say anything?
I mean, unless you talk to him, all you've told me is you wanted to show these to him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I assume I would do that along with saying something like, oh, you know, are these worth anything?
He just sort of goes, eh. And he slides them back at you.
I guess I'll hold on to him then.
And he sighs and he nods.
All right, yeah. So I put them back in my bag. I head out.
Okay. And you do spot someone that you didn't expect to see. You see Keith, actually, and he seems to be trying to draw something on the door of Town Hall.
Is he by himself?
Currently, yeah. Now, although this would be a discern roll, probably, because you're trying to identify something, you could potentially identify something and still get a +2 bonus from a cult scholar. You would need to use a fate point to do it, but...
Wait, so if I just use discern, I don't have to use a fate point, but if I want to use a cult scholar, I would?
Because it's an aspect.
I just wanted to clarify what you were saying.
So, if you want to just roll discern to try and identify the shitties writing on the door...
Mm-hmm.
You could, but you'd only get a +1.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have to use a fate point, but then because of the aspect, I would, right?
If you use the aspect, you don't have to.
Right, I know, that's what I'm asking.
But if you use it, then yes. That's how aspects work.
Okay.
Is unless you're just using them for narrative stuff, if you're actually trying to apply them mechanically,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay for them.
Okay. I'll just use discern then.
Okay.
I don't know if it's gonna do me any good, but I can't imagine. Well, I suppose it could do me harm, but it seems unlikely.
I can go ahead and tell you it won't hurt you to try and discern, but I will also mention that you could alternately, if this doesn't work, spend a fate point, again, occult scholar, to re-roll if you don't like.
Okay. Well, I got a total of 2, which is fair.
Yeah. Since you do have a cult scholar, and it is a part of your character, even if you didn't use it mechanically,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and somewhat apply it narratively here. You are able to loosely figure out sort of what it's saying, mm-hmm. or not really what it's saying, but what it's supposed to do. And it looks like he's setting up some sort of spell that hypothetically should decay the wood at a higher speed.
I'd like to approach him.
Okay. And he turns to you, and his gaunt gallows face is just staring you down.
And I ask, is there anything I can do to help?
You sure that you want to help me?
I don't know. I just feel a little bit useless right now after everything that's happened.
That's fair. Well, these things obviously work better if powered by Kruger. If you've got some to spare, it would stop me having to go to the shop to grab some.
And even though I kind of got an idea from the discern roll, I still want to ask him what exactly... What exactly his magic is meant to do.
Oh, this should open up the door easier for us.
So what's the goal once you're on the other side of the door?
Well, a creature, mayor or not, came out of the tower and destroyed a third of the city. I think you can imagine what the goal is. Deal with it accordingly. Make sure that we are not in danger. Because at the end of the day, it's not an inanimate object up there. It's a very powerful individual. We can't guarantee that it won't turn on us. Whether or not we trusted Tobin ends up being irrelevant. At the end of the day, we need to be careful for the other 2/3 of the city.
I agree with you. And I'm happy to give you the crewer, but could I ask for one thing in return?
That depends what it would be.
After the door is open, could I talk to the mayor first? Whatever happens after I talk to the mayor, whatever happens to me, whatever happens to him, doesn't matter, but I would like to talk to him first, at the very least.
That's not my decision to make. I can't make that promise.
And I say, would I need to talk to the captain?
That'd be the one.
Where could I find him?
The Mouth of Heart.
And I nod, and I pull a chunk of Kruger out of my bag, and I say, to show you I want to help, here you go. And so I hand him a full chunk of Kruger.
And he smiles and sort of does a little bow of gratitude. You gotta shimmy around so many things.
Yeah, I didn't realize that my that the cord from my the mixer to my laptop was underneath the paper, so it's like, what the fuck? Ah, everything's lumpy.
Everything's lumpy. Oh, that's me every time that I do anything.
Yeah.
Showering, for
yeah.
example.
Yes, yeah, I definitely
everything's
relate.
Everything's lumpy.
I'm getting dressed and be like, oh, I look terrible. Everything's lumpy.
Now, I will say, once I'm getting dressed, it's like, I don't look as bad now. Okay.
Well, that's because you're a very, very snazzy dresser.
And then I'm like,
not so much.
I'm turning myself on a little. And then everything gets lumpy.
That's funny. Okay, yeah. So after I give good old Keith the chunk of career, I head to the mouth of Heart.
Okay. You make your way over there. And sure enough, there is the captain, and he seems to just be kicking rocks down into the cave and staring into it quietly.
And as I approach, I kind of do the just clear my throat, you know, so he knows I'm there.
And he whips around and initially has drawn his sword and is pointing it. And then he realizes it's you and lowers the sword and just goes, "What do you want?"
Okay. Yeah, as he, my initial reaction to the sword is obviously to put my hands up, like, whoa. But when he lowers the sword, I put my hands back down. I tell him, I talk to Keith, I want to help.
And he narrows his eyes. Why?
Well, everybody seems to be of the opinion that this is in some measure my fault, and I can't pretend that it's not, and you've declined to lock me up, so I will make amends this way.
What way would that be?
I have a sword, I can do some magic, but really what I'd like is to go ahead of you and to speak to him first.
About what? The last time that you spoke to him, a third of the city ended up in flames. Now granted, the loss of lives, callous as it may sound, I don't consider it much of a loss, but that was a third of the city that got annihilated in less than an hour.
I understand, and I agree that he's a danger to the rest of us. He reacted violently and without reason, and something must be done. I assume you intend to kill him or something, but, you know, perhaps we could talk him into leaving of his own accord. Maybe he would willingly get on the Golden Barge. Maybe he would go down into Heart. Maybe we could give him the option to leave in a way that wouldn't involve fighting a dragon, which sounds difficult.
And he sighs. And he actually tosses his sword down into the dirt. And he continues to pace around the mouth of the cave. Just, it, like I said, it's basically just almost a plunge down into the earth. And he sort of paces around it a little bit. And he remarks, "Do you know how badly I've been struggling not to choose to just leave?"
Yeah, I do, actually. This is my third troika since I got off the Golden Barge, and I thought about the fact that I could just leave, and I could just go to another one, you know, where none of this happened, where...
And he's holding up his hands, and he's like, "Wait. This is your... what?"
"There's other troikas. You never go back to the same one you started in. Like, if I were to go into that hole, if I were to go down to Heart, and then I come back up, I wouldn't be in the same troika."
And blood starts to run down out of his nose. And he's like, There's multiple troikas."
Yeah.
He's flabbergasted. Blood is still just streaming out of his nose, down his face, off of his chin, over his clothes. And he's just standing there staring at you, dumbstruck.
And, I don't know, I pull out, like, a handkerchief or something for his nose, and I say, "You might want to get that look at that. Don't you remember when the bishop His nose started bleeding, and then he collapsed.
And he takes the handkerchief, and he's staring at it for a second, and is dabbing at his nose. And he's dabbing his chin, and he's realizing his clothes are soaked with blood. And then he looks at the handkerchief again, looks at you, and sort of, his eyes narrow again in confusion. And then he looks down into the cave, and then he looks at the labyrinth, like, behind that.
Uh-huh.
And then he looks back at you. And his mouth is just opening and closing, and you can see that he's trying to understand something, but you don't know what.
Captain, are you okay?
I don't remember you. I feel like I should. Who are you?
Well, I'm Bronwyn, and I am one of the guards.
And his eyes are just narrowing, and he spots his sword on the ground, and he picks up his sword. And he says, "And we were here because there was a monster."
Yeah, the dragon. We were discussing how we were going to fight the dragon.
And he spins and he looks down into the cave and then into the labyrinth. And he takes off running for the opening to the labyrinth.
Okay, well, that's not ideal, but I'm going to follow him. And I say, Captain, wait.
And he crashes into the mouth of the labyrinth right as you're sort of reaching for him. And your hand starts to enter too. And there's just this moment of, it feels really, really cold and then really, really hot. And your hand passes the rest of the way through that cold spot and that hot spot to normal. Something about that entryway.
Okay, well, I pull my hand back, and I say, okay. Well, I don't say, because there's nobody there, and this isn't a movie. But I think, okay, this out of my pay grade. I need to go talk to Keith. He might know.
Yeah, the captain sort of looks right, runs left, out of view. Okay. And is just fucking gone.
Okay, yeah, I run back to where I left Keith.
Okay. And Keith is smearing the crewer over the lines that he's already made in charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's whispering something that you can't quite make out.
Okay. Is this a long process, or does it look like he might be done in a moment?
You have no idea.
And I say, Keith, I'm so sorry to interrupt. There's a bit of a situation. The captain just went into the labyrinth.
And Keith turns and says, why would he do that?
I don't know. He was over by the mouth of the heart. He was just kicking some rocks. I don't know. I guess he was thinking about going down there, he said. I was trying to talk him out of it. All of a sudden, his nose starts bleeding. He freaked out. He forgot who I was. And then he continued to freak out. And then he ran into the labyrinth.
And Keith pulls out a handkerchief as his nose starts to run with some blood, and says, you mentioned the others, didn't you?
Yeah.
Blast it all to hell. And he stuffs the handkerchief back into his robes, and he goes running and just kicking up dust as he's trying to make his way over the labyrinth.
Okay, and I'm on his heels.
Okay. And he gets to the entryway to the labyrinth, and he skids to a halt. He's looking at it. And he's grinding his teeth a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and just staring at the entryway, like his eyes flicking like all over the place looking at the entryway. He looks really fucking stressed out looking mm-hmm. at this thing.
And I'd say I reached my hand in and I felt the air change. What is, I mean, it's magic, right? Can we cross through? What happens if we do?
Crossing through technically isn't the problem. Getting lost in there could be a problem. Solving it would be a big problem.
Well, I mean, I don't need the whole history, but can you give me a quick rundown of what the labyrinth is?
We don't fully know. But it's said that this is the way out, if you can solve it. But we don't know for sure. We don't have all the answers.
The way out of Troika?
Out of all of this.
Well, he went to the left. That's all I know.
And Keith takes a deep breath and asks, what equipment do you have?
Well, I've got my ghost sword. I've got Kruur.
You don't have any armor.
I don't.
We're going to go back to the general store and I'm going to buy you a coat.
Okay.
It's not much, but it's going to have to do, and we're going to send you back in.
Just me?
I can't go in there. I need to stay here. I'm one of the only people that knows what the hell is going on, and it nearly kills me to know.
Okay, I'll do it.
And he's not running now, but he is speed walking back to the general store with you. And he buys you a coat.
All right. I'm going to write down, should I write down, like, leather coat, or...
Let's go ahead and replace the black cloak with a leather, long coat.
Okay. Oh, I don't have my clothes written down. I guess you do.
Oh, yeah. You had a black cloak, brown trousers, brown vest, black boots, white shirt, wrist-bound timekeeper. Left eye is pink and always open, right eye is brown. I keep these written under a little thing called details.
Yeah, and I guess I don't need to add that to inventory, or do I need to add that to inventory? Because technically it's not in my bag.
No, you don't need to worry about it.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give you that one for free.
Cool.
Now, this is going to sound bad. Do we remember what the strange potion does?
I have a strange potion?
Yeah, written down under inventory, strange potion. And I don't remember it. I remember Keith gave it to you, but I don't remember what it does. I'm looking to see if I've got that, notes anywhere.
I traded a crew with him, and it took off 1 point of my stress or something. And then maybe you wrote it down, even though it was something I was using immediately.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll go ahead and remove it.
Okay.
Womp womp. You do also still have the unburning green torch.
Yep.
Cool. All right. So you've been set up with something that might help you not die.
Yeah.
And he escorts you back to the mouth of the obsidian labyrinth.
And I offer out my hand for a shake, and I say, wish me luck, I suppose.
And he's not even looking at you. He's still just staring at the entryway, eyes darting back and forth, looking at this thing in, like, sheer terror, and says, good luck.
All right, and as I'm about to walk through the barrier, so to speak, I take a deep breath and step through.
And initially, it feels like, I mean, there's that gust of cold, that blast of hot, and you feel like nothing has happened. You do notice, though, that you feel a little bit better. I mean, you didn't really do much today, but there was a little bit of sweat on your forehead and in your pits, and now there's not.
Okay. Interesting. I look back and see... Do I see Keith?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's still there, and he sort of looks at you, then looks around the entryway. And you can see him mouth the words, good luck, but what you hear is...
Alright, and I flash him a thumbs up, and I go down the left tunnel path, whatever.
Fair enough.
And yeah, you're really not sure how to describe it, because now that you're in here, you don't see the golden orb overhead. You don't really see anything in here. You see the walls of the labyrinth. You see the floor beneath you, which has slowly transitioned from dirt to dirt with veins of obsidian to just solid obsidian. And overhead, it seemed like it was a thatch of tree branches, but they've sort of knitted together, and now that's obsidian too.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you're just in this weird pathway of obsidian that's just kind of absorbed you on all sides.
Is it lit?
It's not, but you can see okay. It's like this dull, hazy light that just seems to be there, sourceless.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can also, it's not helping you, but you can also partially see through the walls.
Oh, interesting.
Not by much, but it's like you can see somewhere way off, like movement on the other side of one of the walls as you're running down. So yeah, there's something funky here, and there's definitely other people in here. So what would you like to do other than just try and run? Sticking to running through it, seeing if you can navigate it?
Yeah, I want to try to kind of follow the left wall. I've got my hand on the hilt of the ghost sword, just in case. And, I'm just going to press on.
Fair enough. Alright, so I'm going to have you go ahead and do a traverse roll.
Alright, so that's going to be a plus two. Two. So a one total.
Okay. So you're having a bit of a hard time in navigating, even with your hand on the wall and trying to just follow that left-hand wall. Because every time that you seem to, every time that you think you're making some progress, it seems like the pathway manages to double back on itself.
Mm-hmm.
And as though your hand is now on the right wall, even though obviously it's not, it seems like you're going the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like you're seeing things that you've already seen before, even though you've not really made very many turns. You've made, maybe two, three turns in here.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't just going back the opposite direction. It was, left, right, left, and yet somehow you seem to be doubling back.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep pressing onward, hoping for the best.
Fair enough. Just going to continue trying to follow that wall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and give me another traverse roll.
Three.
Okay. So you make it to this spot where there's this hatchway in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
That you think you see more path down there through this hatchway. Or you could jump over it to the other side.
It could be a trap, or it could be the right way. Fuck it. I'm going to try the hatchway.
Okay. You jump through the hatchway, and gravity seems to invert itself, and you land on what you think is the ceiling down there, but it's actually the floor, apparently. And you hear a gasp. Do you want to turn around, or do you just want to ignore it?
Yeah, I'll turn around.
Okay. And you see you.
I knew it was going to be me. I don't know why, but I knew it was going to be me.
This version of you has both eyes are pink, and there doesn't seem to be any flesh around them. There's just this weird void around the two pink eyes. And she's freaked out by you.
Does she attack, or what does she do?
She takes a few steps back. And
probably also my reaction.
Yeah. So the two of you are taking steps back away from each other.
Uh-huh.
And you notice that this one has a shield, but no sword. And it's holding a chunk of Kruer in her other hand.
I guess I'll break the silence and say, funny seeing you here.
Stay back.
Okay, I'm back.
And she takes a few steps back.
And I don't have my hand on the hilt of my sword. you know, try to look unthreatening.
Okay. She continues to back up to the next previous turn and sort of shimmies her way around the turn. You can still see, like, the movement of her around that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And she pokes her head out and pulls it back real fast.
And I'd say, all right, bye, I guess.
And I guess you want to continue down the way that you were headed, or do you want to double back?
No, I want to keep going the way I was headed.
Okay. So you continue running, and you can hear the other you, like, jump through the hatchway.
Mm-hmm.
Give me another traverse roll.
Yeah. Zero.
Woof. Okay.
Told you these dice don't like me.
You've been doing fine. So you continue running through. And, is this another mouth? Like, is this the exit? You can see, like, the floor beneath you is dirt again, which mm-hmm. you are a little surprised by. And you look through, and there's what looks like the mouth of Hart. And you can sort of see a road winding back into Troika. Are you back at the start?
Do I see Keith?
No, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. He might have gone back into town.
True. He's got his magic to do.
A lot of people to try and help.
Yeah. As I approach the, like, exit,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to go through the barrier. The barrier is invisible, right?
Yeah.
So as I start to feel it change, do I feel hot then cold?
You don't feel anything.
Oh, okay. Well, then I want to stop because I'm just trying to figure out if I could tell from a distance if this is the same Troika I left or not.
Yeah, you can't tell squat. There doesn't seem to be any kind of barrier here.
Okay. Well, I don't want to go there then. Okay. I'm still looking for the captain.
Okay. So you continue running down, passing the entryway. And you reach a turn and you see another version of yourself again. This one has both brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem perplexed to see you and just goes, "Are you fucking kidding me?
Is it all us? Everyone in the maze, is it all us?"
I don't know. I think so. You're the fifth one I've met.
Okay, yeah, you're the second one I've met. Why are you here?
I'm looking for Svindelborg, that idiot. He's supposed to be running the occult shop, and he disappeared into the maze, and I'm trying to find him.
Oh, okay. I'm following Captain Risk.
You're the second one I've met talking about Captain Risk.
Do you not have one in yours?
I mean, I've got one in mine, but he just goes and hangs out of the barge. No point.
Yeah, we had a bit of a dragon attack in mine, so...
Oh, yeah, the mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she goes, "Oh, cheerio," and she keeps running. She pauses at the entryway and goes, "Why the fuck not?" And she runs through.
All right, well, I'm going to go the way she came from.
Okay, you continue running onward. Go ahead and another traverse roll.
Four.
Look at that. They don't hate you. You just hate them.
I just have to verbally abuse them some more, and then maybe they'll be like, "No, look.
That's the spirit.
Look at how good we are. Please don't hate us."
Okay. So you reach
a fork in the road. Psychological tactics on dice.
It always works. Mm-hmm. You reach a fork in the road going three different directions. I heard the joke. I'm ignoring it because you've told it twice already this show.
It's hard. Every time I hear it, my brain just says, "I take it."
Three different directions. There's left, there's right, there's straight.
Okay. Okay, if I get a plus, I'm going to the left. Minus, I'm going to the right. Nothing, I go straight.
Okay.
I guess for the first time in my life, I'm going straight.
I'll alert all the men.
They won't care.
That's the spirit. I don't know. Some will be immediately excited.
And I will. They will not be the kind of men I would be interested in, even if I was straight.
Aw. Okay. So.
I don't know why that was an aw line, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck else was I supposed to say there? Ah, tiddlywinks. I don't fucking know. I don't care about these hypothetical men. Anyway.
Worst kind of men.
Ah, stretching out my pants.
Speaking of men.
Yeah. Everything just sort of scrunches up and it's the least comfortable feeling in the world.
Cool.
Right? Anyway. So you continue running down. And you don't encounter another version of yourself, but you encounter another version of yourself, if that makes sense.
No, please explain.
You find a body, and it's yours, and it's laying there, and it has no head.
Hmm. Does it look like the head was removed violently?
Oh, yes.
And does the thing that looks like it may have removed the head still happen to be around?
You don't see it.
Okay. Do I have a shield or anything I could steal off of myself?
No. This one did have a coat, though. So, I mean, there's that.
Hmm. Maybe I'm seeing my future.
It's certainly possible. You don't see a sword, though. You just see the coat. But you do see a handful of Kruer.
Oh, I am going to snatch that right up.
I thought you might. There are 7 Kruer there.
Oh, hell yeah!
Yes. Quite a nice load.
Free magic juice.
Juicy magic rocks.
Yes.
That could also describe testicles.
I disagree about that definition, sir.
Most men would, too. They're not little rocks.
Yeah, or magic. And juicy.
Juicy is accurate, that's, unfortunately.
Okay, that's gross.
Oh, it's so fun being medicated. Anyway, so you collect what you can off of this alternate version of you,
mm-hmm.
and you continue running down. You don't encounter anything else for a little bit. You know what? I'm going to be semi-nice. You encounter a set of doors.
Okay. I guess I'll open them.
Okay. So as you're going up on them, they're a set of double doors, and they're not locked or anything, and the handles are, like, really nice. It's all still obsidian, but it's, like...
Fancy obsidian.
Yeah, it's, like, very elegantly carved with these beautiful panels depicting... honestly, you're not sure what the fuck they're depicting. Mm-hmm. You're looking and it's stuff you've never seen before. So you go through and there is a desk and it looks to be made of metal. And there's a man with very long pointed. He himself is very, very short and his skin is green and kind of rough and bumpy. And he's got these little red eyes, but these insanely long ears. They're like a foot and a half each.
Damn.
Yeah. Like pointed backward.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks up at you, and he sets down his pen and goes, "What are you doing here?"
Well, that is an excellent question. Where am I?
And he blinks at you and says, "You don't know."
I mean, I know I'm in the labyrinth, but this room specifically, I don't know.
You think it's a labyrinth?
It sure looked and felt like one when I was running through it.
Oh, dearie me. Okay. Where are you from? Actually, let me try and put on a slightly different voice to better... Where are you from?
Troika?
And the year in Troika?
You know, I never did ask.
Ah, bollocks. Do you remember any constellations?
Do I remember any?
I mean, you don't. You never asked anyone about any constellations.
All I remember seeing was the orb. I didn't pay that much attention to the stars.
The orb?
Yeah.
Oh, you were the lost ones. Oh...
The last ones?
Lost ones.
Oh, that doesn't sound good either.
No, no, that was a disaster. We tried our best to mitigate that, but... Oh, goodness, that was a tough one to crack.
So, who are you, and also who is we?
We are goblins.
Oh, okay, so I was right. I just didn't want to guess and be wrong.
Oh, yeah, that could have been a travesty. I mean, who else is short and green with bright red eyes?
Right, but who knows? You know, maybe in some cultures it's considered offensive to call someone a goblin.
I would imagine so, but not to us. We are goblins.
It makes sense. Okay. Yes. Anyway, so, explain, please.
You are at a hub of... I'm sure you've noticed that Troika... That was what you called it, Troika?
Yeah, Troika.
There's more than one?
Yeah, I've been to three.
Okay, have you figured out how they connect?
Something with the city beneath, with the heart.
Kind of. That's just a slipstream. Does that make sense to you? Does your primitive brain grasp that? No? Yes?
It feels like a weird... well, that's maybe too polite of a word. That seems like a rude way to ask me that question, Mr. Goblin. What was your name?
Now I have to find a name. God damn you. D'Souza.
Okay. That slipstream, no. I guess my primitive brain doesn't understand that.
You have to forgive me. I'm from far flung into... Would you call it the future? It's not really the future. Time is weird.
Wibbly wobbly. Yeah, I've gathered.
Sure. You come from a point that doesn't understand as much as I do, such as how to do this. And he gestures at not only the desk, but everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hub between realities. And what you went through is kind of like a hub, but it's more like a hole. You know how... maybe you don't. You know how if you fall down through a hole, you might end up in a cavern, or alternately, there is a proper mouth to the cavern?
Yeah.
It's a little like that. The hub is a proper mouth, or as you called it, the labyrinth, is a proper mouth. What was the other thing you called it? The other one that you went through.
The labyrinth?
No.
The heart, the city beneath.
City beneath, thank you. But the heart thing, yes. That's more like a hole. You fell through into other realities. And the multiple troikas, you've been able to see them all along. Even if you're in one, you can technically see another. And if you were able to get past that, you could see another and another and another and another. It's the orb above you.
So they're all in the orb?
Each one is an orb, lining the humpbacked sky, up into forever. You're all just in a straight line, going up and down and up and down. And you just aren't aware of each other, because you're, excuse the rudeness, primitive. All you see is the one when you're right there and able to see the others. And you're not supposed to be able to. Also, you know, you're stuck in the void instead of being attached to the reality you're supposed to be in. You fell through. You all did.
That's kind of a lot to process.
I would imagine so, yes.
I'm just trying to find the captain of the guard. He freaked out when he learned out there... Wow. He freaked out when he learned there's more than one Troika.
Oh. Captain of the guard. I haven't seen him yet. Unless he encountered a different D'Souza. That's possible, too.
Well, will I be able to find him? Will I be able to get him back to the right Troika?
Oh, I'm sure that he's probably gone to a completely different Troika, if he's gone to a Troika at all. It's perfectly possible he may have fallen through the gaps, or he may just be lost forever. Unfortunately, once you go in, unless you specifically go in with someone, they kind of go off into their own hub. They're complicated.
It sounds like it.
Now, that said, I might be able to align you into the correct hub, but there's no guarantee you'll be able to find your captain. And even if you do manage to find your captain, there's no guarantee that you can find your Troika.
It's worth a shot. I don't know what my other options are.
Yeah. It sounds like you've already been to multiple other Troikas, so I don't think you're particularly attached to them, are you?
The one I just left, if I could, I'd like to go back to that one.
Why?
Well, do you know about the mayor being a dragon? Has that reached you?
No, not much has reached me about the lost city, since it got lost.
Well, the mayor was, known for being a bit of a shut-in. Nobody saw him for many, many years. Okay. I decided to go approach him. It turns out he's a dragon. And, when I told him, about, the people in Tobin, about how they were killing people, making them disappear, he got upset, and then he burned all of Tobin down and killed all the people, you know, dragon style. And, we still need to deal with that dragon.
Well, I have some good news and I have some bad news.
Okay, let's hear the bad news first.
I've already told you there are infinite Troikas. There's always going to be a dragon, and it's always going to be in danger. It's always going to be on the verge of causing calamity if it's not, you know, on the verge of facing calamity. The odds of helping that situation, maybe you can handle it in one Troika. Maybe not the Troika you just came from, maybe an identical one. But there's going to be millions of others just like it. And you've already met many of yourself, I would imagine, if you got here.
Yeah.
So, are you understanding the dilemma? You need to think multiversal, dear.
Is there a way to make sure I get back to the one I just came from?
A lot of trial and error on your part. You might be facing the next 20 years just wandering up and down the halls of the labyrinth trying to find the right Troika. Even if I help you.
That sounds awful. Let's hear the good news so I feel a little bit better.
Well, the good news is that it really doesn't matter if you go to the right Troika. If you go to the wrong Troika, there's a pretty good shot that you'll still be able to help your silly little dragon mare. You might even go back into a Troika that hasn't lost its captain of the guard. You may even encounter one that has another you in it, and you two can team up and do all sorts of awesome shit together. However, you really need to stop thinking about it as your problem. I've met 35 others of myself today alone just coming into work, and all of them had their own personal issues. One of them had been set on fire last week. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but it's not my problem.
It still feels very much like my problem. It was after I talked to the mayor that he went and burned the city down.
Sure, but the identical thing happened from a different you talking to a different mayor. Well, maybe another one of you talked to your captain of the guard, and he went fucking crazy and decided to burn down a different part of the city. You don't know. There's no way to know. Infinity is weird.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of like behaving like your actions don't have consequences, or the consequences don't matter, and that feels like dangerous thinking.
And he rubs his little chin, as if he has a beard and he doesn't.
Okay.
And he mutters, I know that where you come from doesn't have television yet. You're going to love it, okay? Well, you won't. Your descendants will, presuming you have any, if you ever manage to get out of Troika. Good luck with that. But I digress. Television has a lot of very funny stories on it. Think of it like a book you can watch.
Okay.
And there's a very, very amusing show on it that is called Rick and Morty.
and Rick has access to the multiverse, just like me, and now just like you. And he understands it from my perspective a little better, where it's not your fucking problem anymore. Because the multiverse will always be in trouble. There will always be calamity. And even if you've caused a calamity, another version of you might stumble in and fix it on your own behalf. You might stumble off and fix another version of your own troubles from another version of you. Or, alternately, you might stumble onto a version of Troika that's made entirely of candy, and you can bite the mayor's face off and eat it. It's not your problem. Goodness. Hell, you could, potentially, if you have the right password right now, escape Troika entirely and return to reality. I can do that for you. That is very easy.
Wait. I just say some words to you and then... and then I can leave and not be in Troika?
Password, but yes.
That's some words.
Sure. Pass and word are technically words. You need to have the right words.
Okay, well, how do I... I mean, I know you're not just going to give me the right words, but how do I find them?
Unfortunately, in Troika, I would not know.
Where would you know?
Outside of Troika.
Okay, but can I go there?
Your best bet for getting there would be through the heart, unfortunately. If you're able to transgress through the heart to the right spot in reality, you might be able to blunder into a password. It might not be the right password to get to the reality you want, but it would certainly be a first step towards figuring out and blundering through the problem.
But if I get to reality, I don't have to... and I kind of wave my hand behind me, deal with Troika anymore. Correct. I don't have to deal with multiple me's. I don't have to deal with, what'd you call it? This multiversal? Multi, I don't really know what that all means, but multi means many. So I can figure that part out.
You've got it dead to rights. You would never need to see another you again. I will say you would need to surrender your little reality fuck-ups that you've got in your pocket there.
The crewer?
Sure, whatever you call it. The little bloody red things, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You would need to turn those over. Those... I think the Lost City Troika nonsense, I think they think it's magic.
Certainly acts like it is.
It's a little holes in reality. Reality fucks up around it. It's... the heart is not what you think it is. It's not magic, it's not a curse, it's... it's an error. I can't explain why it's there, because I'm not supposed to. I'm not even supposed to know that it's there. But there was a hole, a error, that fell into the world, and people found it and decided to make of it what they would, and they were idiots.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get out of here, and I'm gonna go to the heart, and I'm gonna see what I can figure out.
Fair travels to you. And he gestures to the door.
All right. So, I forgot to ask. Other than the door that I came through, what, you know, his desk and him, are there, like, other doors leading off of this room?
There is one other door to the left of his desk.
Okay. Yeah, I go back through the door I came through.
Okay. You turn around, and the door's actually open for you. And you stroll out, and it's a completely different pathway now.
Okay.
So go ahead and give me a traverse roll.
Zero.
Okay. Yeah, that was a big fucking exposition dump.
I'm yeah. Excited.
Let me grab a sip of water real quick.
Okay, anyway.
So. You said you had a zero?
Yeah.
Okay. You continue running down the labyrinth hallway, and you encounter a version of you that has their back turned, and you see something floating in the air next to them, sort of lower down.
Can I see what it is?
Go ahead and give me a discern roll again, actually, for that.
One.
Okay. You're not completely sure. It looks really weird, but the one thing that you can sort of tell at this distance, and if you want, you can try and do a sneak roll to get closer. It looks like she's holding a sword.
You said something floating, though?
Yeah, there's something floating next to her, but it looks like she's holding a sword.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can see her gripping what looks to be a sword handle.
Okay.
And then there's something floating next to her.
Is the thing floating connected to what she's holding?
You can't tell. That's sort of what's fucking with your brain. You can't tell what exactly you're staring at.
So what am I doing? Am I just standing there?
Yeah, you like, as you spotted her and you were trying to identify what was going on there and your eyes spotted the sword, I'm just sort of picturing you hunching down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and going into sneaky sneak mode.
Yeah.
Because that's one of your highest skills, so I'm assuming that's the default, is you're going into sneaky sneak mode.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to try to sneak past myself.
Okay, I mean, she's staring down the opposite direction, so it's going to be hard to actually...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you might be able to sneak closer, but you won't really be able to sneak away from her. Unless you, like, double back. You might be able to do some trippy shit with the labyrinth if you double back. But that's going to depend on another traverse roll.
Alright, is there, like, any pebbles or anything on the ground?
Oh, no, everything is, like, perfectly fucking smooth.
Okay, she just didn't hear me? Like, when I came up behind her, she didn't hear my footsteps or anything?
No, it's pretty quiet, and it's you weren't making a ton of noise walking.
Okay, I guess because I'm sneaky.
Now, not only that, but it's just the smoothness in here. It's just roll with it. I'm giving
okay.
You
I was gonna say
fucking,
that's not exactly how sound.
I'm
works,
cutting you
yeah.
a lot of slack. You fucking nut.
Fantasy. I got it.
There you go.
All right. So I just kind of do the clear my throat thing so that she hears that I'm there.
And she turns and spins the sword around, and you're realizing it's the ghost sword, and that is blood on the end of it.
Okay, great.
And as she's turning, you can't tell if they're pink eye or brown eye, because both are gone. They're just hollow holes in her head, and there's a pair of red light pinpricks staring out, and her lower jaw is gone.
Okay, so this is a bad brown win.
Bad win, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I draw my sword to defend myself, I guess.
Okay, one second. I just need to prep a bad win character. Because I am a dum-dum.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, wait, did I put all of the note cards over there?
No, I just have mine.
Just yours? Fuck, where did I put the other ones? Am I really that stupid?
Sometimes.
Damn. Okay. I will roll with it. Okay.
Looks like there's one next to your sunglasses over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's blank.
Oh.
Let me see here.
Thought you wanted a blank one? Or do you have pre-made ones for
I had a couple of pre-made ones for different characters. I didn't have one for this one specifically, but... So what were you doing again?
Well, I had drawn my sword to defend myself.
Okay. You draw your sword, and the other you... Bad win, as mm-hmm. I'm gonna temporarily dub her, kind of gurgles at you and charges.
All right, I
your
also
first fight.
Yeah, I also would like to grab a chunk of Kruer and blast her with fire, I guess.
Okay, that'll go ahead and finish off your 0.8, so that's useful.
Okay,
you'll be wanting to give me an occult roll, and do you want to use a fate point?
Remind me what the bonus of that would be.
So if you use a fate point, you can invoke an aspect. Doesn't necessarily need to be your aspect. You can invoke another aspect if you've discovered another aspect about sort of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, no, you only have your aspects to access. If you want to, you can try to gain an advantage by finding an aspect of Badwin, but all you currently otherwise have are your aspects.
Okay, but what would be the...
value of invoking one?
Yeah.
I can
re-roll?
You can either re-roll or you can get a +2 if the aspect is relevant to what you're trying to do. So
okay.
A fire blast, you can use Occult Scholar.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I might as well use a faint. I should say faint point. Hopefully,
yeah,
I don't faint.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Okay. Well. So, including adult scholar, or occult scholar, not adult scholar. Wow. I'm tired. Five. So okay. It's superb.
Okay. Well, see, that's measuring on the ladder. You need to measure against this bitch.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you got really fucking lucky, let me
Yay,
tell you.
Yeah, I like it when I get lucky.
Yeah.
Sometimes I stay up all night to get lucky.
So she actually got a zero on that. So that is a lot of shifts. Fuck it, we'll put three of them for her. She's a badass. Okay, so you have actually scored a big-ass point of damage against Badwin. Mm-hmm. She initially sort of recoils from the heat of the fire blast, and you can see that her white shirt is basically, like, burned half away.
Mm-hmm.
The brown vest is protecting her modesty.
Okay.
And she goes charging at you with this invisible blade that you can only sort of vaguely see where it is because the blood smeared on part of the edge.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to defend myself with my ghost sword.
Okay.
Do I also roll?
Yes, you're going to be rolling defend, and I would assume using arms, though alternately, if you don't use the sword, you could try to use crewer to do occult.
I was going to do arms.
Okay.
Ho, 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 ho.
Nice.
Which it's not great, but three.
You managed to technically defend. That's good. That works. She got a total of two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do I take no damage?
Yeah, you don't take damage from that. You manage to catch the edge of her ghost sword with your ghost sword, and she gets right up in your face and goes, and you see those little red lights glowing brighter.
And I respond with, eh! Eh,
all right, so you will need to disengage that defense, so that's a little bit dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But you... Actually, I will say, this does give you an opportunity if you want to try to find an advantage by finding an aspect, one of her aspects.
Okay. And that would just... Would I roll and use a fate point?
You don't need to use a fate point if you don't want to, because that's just a default action.
Oh, okay.
You have five actions. I think it says them on the bottom, yes, of the sheet there. Yep. There's attack, defend, overcome, which is most of the traverse rolls you've been doing. There's... advantage by finding an aspect or advantage by a known aspect. You don't know her aspects, right?
Okay.
Now.
I'd like to find an aspect.
Okay. And actually, I'm going to adjust one of them real quick.
And do I add anything to that?
It depends. What were you rolling? Because it still needs to be one of the skills.
Discern, I suppose.
Okay. So what were you trying to sort of discern about her?
I'm looking for an aspect. Looking for a weakness, I guess.
Okay. So unfortunately, you can't use a fate point towards that.
Okay.
Which is a slight bummer. But what was your final result?
Total of four.
Okay. That is great. Literally great.
Yes.
So yeah, you are able to figure out, based on the, general gear that she's carrying, such as the ghost sword and another bag on her side.
Mm-hmm.
This Bronwyn was at some point another occult scholar.
Okay. So if I kill her, I might be able to get a bunch more crewer off of her.
If nothing else, yeah, there's crewer in it for her if nothing else. But this also kind of tells you that Badwin here,
mm-hmm,
might not be Badwin anymore. Like, it might not be Bronwyn as you knew her,
mm-hmm,
or as you were her. Does that make sense?
Mm, no.
Are you a fucking super swords person?
Oh, no, no, okay.
No, you are not.
No, I'm not particularly skilled with a sword.
Exactly. This one is supposed to be an occult scholar and is super, super sword swingy.
Okay.
So you know that this is an occult scholar. I'm going to put a star next to that. So, yeah, you can potentially use that as an advantage against her in some capacity. Now that you know that this is probably not really Bronwyn. You're not sure what the fuck is going on, but it doesn't seem to be Bronwyn anymore.
Okay. Can I grab a chunk of Kruer and use it to, like, I don't know, have... Basically, I just want to use it to, like, throw her into one of the walls.
I mean, the tricky part right now is that you're currently using sort of both hands to keep the sword back at bay, uh-huh. keep her attack at bay. So you would need to try and disengage,
mm-hmm.
Which I would treat as some sort of arms attack. If you don't, otherwise she'll get a free shot at you before you can do the occult blow.
Okay. Even though it's my turn?
Yes. It's a little like an attack of opportunity in D&D.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Normally it wouldn't come up, but the given circumstances, yes. She yeah. could get a free attack on you if you don't disengage properly.
Okay, I'm going to try to disengage. Hopefully I do it properly. Ooh, those dice are telling me nyet. So that was a minus two, which is terrible.
Okay. Well, the good news is, somewhat good news, is that she only had, if you recall, that previous attack
mm-hmm.
was only a plus two. So uh-huh. I'm going to deduct a little bit because she's no longer sort of in full motion. She's just pushing down on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's only going to be a two shifter if you want to try and rummage that around into your whatchamadoo.
Okay.
You want to put that as stress or a mild consequence?
I'll put it as stress.
Okay. Did you want to put it on two or three?
I put it on two.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
So what happens?
The sword comes down and it nicks your shoulder a little bit.
Okay.
But you manage to sort of pull back, so you just got this scratch that hurts like a bitch. Mm-hmm. It just barely managed to get through the long coat, so it could have been a lot fucking worse, but uh-huh. you're good. Your girl is good.
Okay. But I've successfully disengaged?
Yeah, you've managed to take a few steps back, and Bad Wind is like, "Aah!" and like readying the blade for another go, but you've got a second to attack here.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to grab a chunk of Kruer, and I'm going to blast her.
Sounds good. How are you blasting her? Because this sounds like a lesbian thing.
No.
No.
I'm just trying to throw her into one of the walls.
Okay.
And that is a minus. So with the cult, it's a total of three.
All right. And I'm going to... I mean, she's not going to be sort of prepared for this, but...
Was that a whole chunk of Kruer that I just used?
I'm going to say yes, just because you're really trying to
really trying her. To just so. Throw that bitch across the... Hall.
Yeah. And you managed to get another point against her. So you managed to fling her into the wall. She doesn't recover terribly well. She lands on her feet, but she's like, "Argh!" and when she hits the wall.
Okay.
And she sort of falls and has to take a second to recover, sort of swivels her eyes back at you.
Okay.
And so it's bought you a second for another attack.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to grab another chunk of Kruer. Okay. And I'm going to shoot lightning at her. I'm going to go full on...
Super Saiyan?
No, I was going to say the Emperor in Star Wars, but...
Mine was funnier.
I never watched Dragon Ball Z, so I don't know if
the I didn't watch much either.
No, I don't know if they do electricity or whatnot. Oh, hell yeah! So, 7 is epic on the ladder. So that was some pretty dope-ass lightning that I just did.
Okay. She only got a, 3 total, so, that's another check. You strike this bad wind mm-hmm. with this bolt of lightning, and it sends her spinning like a top, like 5 or 6 times spun in the air, and throws the body down the hallway, where it clatters with this, like, ragdoll series of, like, bone-hitting stone noises.
Mm-hmm.
Before skidding to a stop about 50 feet away from you down this hallway.
Okay. I catch up to her. Did she drop the sword, or is she still holding it?
You do not see the sword.
Okay. Well, I want to get up to her and off with her head with my ghost sword.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give it a roll.
Okay, well, plus one. I rolled all blanks.
Okay, well, the good news is she was already fucking dead.
Well, I made sure.
So, she was rolling at a minus two to begin with. She could not defend herself in any capacity because she is a corpse.
Yeah, dead people, that's traditionally how that works. He crumpled up her sheet and threw it over his shoulder.
Yeah.
For added drama.
Dunzo.
All right. And I don't see her sword anywhere?
It's there. The handle is laying there. Mm-hmm. So, sword, but...
Well, I don't... I wasn't sure if it, like... If it was gonna, like, vanish or something, being a ghost sword and all.
No, the blade is ghostly, the handle is not.
Right, but I wasn't sure if it was gonna somehow vanish or something. I don't know. I was just curious. I want to check her bag. Does she have any crewer?
Yeah.
How much?
One second, I'm thinking... Fuck it, I'm gonna say 12.
No. I have 12 silver. Damn it, I fucked it up. I have 12 more crewer now. So I have 28... I'm fucking loaded with career right now. I'm gonna do all the fucking magic.
I can't tell if my math was bad or yours was bad. I'm assuming mine, so I'm changing to 28, and you'll be sad to know that I still had you at 29.
Oh, you must have forgotten to remove one of the times that I did magic in this fight.
I'm assuming the lightning at the end there, because I was too busy rolling that she was about to die.
That sounds about right.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go with your number, because it's less than, and you should be sad about that. And it's the correct one. I mean, correct or not, you should let me make that mistake and assume, yeah, I've got 29.
Yeah, totally. Sure, buddy. I don't want to get greedy.
Yes, you do. You always fucking get greedy. Why do you think you stole the fucking bird whistle?
There's my bird whistle.
Fucking bird whistle.
Sounds like an insult. Fucking bird whistle.
I'm going to use that from now on. Next time I see my father, you fucking bird whistle. And be like, the fuck does that mean? And I'll be like, you want to know? All right, so give me another traverse roll.
All right. So that's 3 minus 1, 2, 4.
All right. Did you include the pink bag?
Yeah.
Good, good. So yeah, you continue along, and you encounter a new dilemma. You reach another fork in the road. This way, it only goes two directions, and you can actually see an entrance either direction.
Well, it apparently doesn't fucking matter, so I'm just going to go to whichever one is closer.
They're the exact same distance.
All right, to the left.
To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left. Anyway, so yeah, you go running to the left, and you pass through, and the barrier feels weird as shit. Hot, and then cold, and then normal. And you are in another troika.
Can I tell from outside the labyrinth if it's the one I left or not?
Not really, no.
Okay. I'm gonna go into town to see if I can tell from there.
Okay. You head into town, and right out of the gate, no, you can tell that this is a different troika.
All right, and...
Because what you see is Robert Currier as the captain of the guard. Yeah.
All right. Well, I just kind of, like, to no one but myself, I just kind of nod, like, yep, wrong one, and I head off to Hart.
Fair enough. So this has been Midtown Mythos presents Fate of Hart of Troika of Dread of any other game system you can think of. We hope you've enjoyed.
Solitaire, just in case.
Yeah.
It's not a role-playing game. I bet you could make a role-playing game out of Solitaire.
There's a few of them.
Huh.
There's actually also a role-playing game based on Go Fish, incidentally. I'll tell you about that one when we're done. It's actually kind of amazing. Because I would love to run, like, a one-shot special of that for the show with you at some point. I would need to buy it, though. Anyway, our theme music is 14 Ghosts 2 by Nine Inch Nails. That means we're also in the Creative Commons. So if you want to take this entire episode, remix it into a song, and then post us somewhere else, just give us credit for that and... also Nine Inch Nails for the song, and you can make it sound really stupid. It'll be great. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter, where I'm never on at MXM Null.
I'm also on Twitter once in a while, at Branding and Star with two R's, and the show is on Twitter, and if you tweeted it, I will respond. It's at Midtown Mythos.
Yep. I'm slowly putting my mind back together to try and get the Patreon rolling again, if nothing else. Bran might not be too terribly thrilled that she's going to have to edit two shows again. But it'll mean money again! Yay! Also, Nathan will be super excited because he likes giving us money. He's crazy like that.
And he enjoys content.
We love you, Nathan.
Look, we made you some content.
Open wide.
Yes. Did we forget anything?
Probably. Okay, well. Tell a bunch of your friends that you think might like the show about us. It's the best way to make us grow. Also, review us on Apple-y shit, whatever mm-hmm. Apple now has for podcast stuff.
Apple Podcast.
Totally. There is a Facebook page for us, but I don't think we've been on there in a year.
It's been a while. Nobody uses Facebook anymore anyway. At least not to communicate with podcasts. Oh, I run a game on Discord. If you want to play Midtown Mythos, maybe you can join. Possibly. Yeah. We're actually kind of at a point right now where we potentially could have some new players join. Because there's kind of been a reset that's occurred in both of the simultaneous campaigns that I'm trying to combine. We'll see if it happens.
Also, my sick bitch ass, very occasionally on super rare occasions, also runs Fate games. And if you just happen to be there at the right time and have sort of made me feel super special and awesome, I might see if, like, my players want to include you in that shit, because, well, they're jealous and they love me.
All right, well, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Whoop, whoop. You kind of start smelling your way to Miss Piggy from there. Sort of feeling it out.